Hey guys, this is Danny Herbeck with the Musky 360 Canada Edition. I know we're a little late, Joe, but we're here. That's the most important part.
Yeah, you know, better late than never. Fish don't bite till we get there.
That's the thing. No, it's been a busy little stint here for me between, you know, just life and fishing. And now we got this big warm-up up here, and I'm not going to lie, at the end of the day, I'm pretty tuckered out.
Yeah, I know it's hard on my little Danny, but the little Danny guy, he gets tuckered.
Well, when you fish as hard as I do, Joe, you know, you're worn out at the end of the day.
Yeah, I get that. I'm also worn out. I'm right there with you, bud. It was a long week. It's always when you get a week or more of this light wind, no clouds, heat, hot heat. It just sucks it right out of you, you know? Sucks the life right out of you.
I feel like a prune. But yeah, once again, you know, the new moon of July did not disappoint. I've always kind of preached the new moon. I really generally prefer it over the full moon, but that's just my take on things. The last couple of days I've had some of the best summer fishing that I've really had in quite a while, to be quite honest. One thing I've been doing though, like with this extreme heat, like, you know, it's 100 degrees, creeping up on 100 degrees every day here for the last few days. And even in the wind, it's still not even comfortable. So I've been, you know, getting out at sunrise and fishing the first, you know, 3 to 5 hours of the morning. And it's made a big difference. The fish seem to be, responding to the, you know, the little bit cooler water in the morning before it creeps up on a guy. And to be honest with you, the main reason I've been fishing mornings is to try and avoid, you know, the warm weather or the warm water. And, you know, potentially harm these fish. I mean, it seems like it's pretty crazy how much the water temp is fluctuating from daytime temps to evening temps. Like, we're talking 4 or 5 degrees right now. It seems like the fish are just responding to that little bit of low light and the cooler water right now.
Yeah, it's definitely, I was shocked yesterday when I glanced down at the water temperature for the first time in a little bit, and it was, you know, 78 degrees, I think, and in some areas even 80. That wind yesterday was crazy, how hot it was. I don't think I've ever felt a wind like that, where it was crazy. It was like opening the oven door with your face in the way.
I was driving 38 miles an hour on the way home yesterday, standing up above my windshield, and I was still sweating. I never thought I could experience that.
Yeah, it was pretty, like, it was pretty crazy.
Just the dry heat, Joe, just the real dry heat, you know?
I mean, I don't know what, I wasn't dry at all the entire day. I mean, it was like ridiculous. I think, let's see, I was just reading a stat here on the high temperature for the northwest angle and how rare it is for the temperature of the northwest angle to reach 100 degrees. It's like extremely rare. It's been keeping records at the angle here since 1981. It has never recorded a temperature of 100. The hottest temperature on record is 96.8, and that was July 5th, 1988.
So it's been a minute since it's been this hot in the angle, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, and with how Lake of the Woods, you know, surrounds the angle, the and especially Big and Little Traverse Bay is really what keeps it cool. The weather station at the northwest angle is on Flag Island. And I'm trying to look right now. I think we may have set a new record today. I think it hit 99 or 97, right in there. It did not hit 100 here, though, unfortunately. It's still, we still haven't broken the 100 mark. But nonetheless, it's in, it's crazy, crazy temperatures here. And, you know, the lake, still, I, even towards the end of the day, there, I was only seeing temps like 80 and above, in the shallower areas. Once I got towards, especially with all the wind we've had, it blew a lot of water around. So when you, you could feel it when you went into a current area, it was like turning the AC on. It was pretty nice.
That was pretty crazy. I felt the same thing today when we were coming back. We got through, like, it's probably a couple mile little stretch, and I was like, you feel that? He's like, yeah, why is it like 5 degrees colder? I'm like, the water temperature is 5 degrees colder. That's why it feels so nice.
Another crazy thing, with the wind blowing the water around and how it affects the temperatures. It's just, I always kind of thought that the hot water, I guess it depends on the area of the lake too, but one thing I was surprised to find was that the windy side of the lake was actually cooler water in some areas. I was having a hard time figuring that out. And I don't know if it's like, I know Lake Superior kind of does that. It's called upwelling there. I don't know if it's the same sort of thing here or not, but maybe, I guess. It could be where it's, where, you know, the water is pushed up because of the wind, I guess, or something. I was bamboozled on that one. But anyways, yeah. You know,
I did not see an upwelling on Eagle Lake today. I can tell I can tell you that much.
Well,
but
with this crazy temps, yeah, upwelling, it's an interesting thing. It's interesting. Lake Superior, I know this is nothing to do with anything we are doing, but Lake Superior, the temperature right in the water temperature in front of my mom's place on McQuaid Harbor, it dropped 30 degrees in 24 hours. The water temperature did. And that's, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
But anyways, back to where we're at here.
I tell you what's biting. I can tell you right now because I'm sitting here scratching. Tell you what's biting better than the muskies right now.
Oh my gosh! Every
black
bug,
flies.
Dude. It's crazy. Flies, it's crazy.
If you're coming to Canada, bring long socks or really good bug spray. That is the pro tip of the day. Otherwise, you will be bleeding.
Once they draw
blood, it gets even worse.
It's crazy how bad they are. Like, it's enough to drive you absolutely mad. And I never wear shorts. I never wear shorts in the boat just for that reason. But it's insane. Like, those flies, they latch on, and it's like they're so ruthless. I just can't stand it.
I washed my boat out today at the end of the day to try and make a difference, because I don't know if it's the spilt drinks in the boat or all the musky shit and slime attracting them here after the last few days. But, I mean, you could look in the corner of a boat, and there'd be a ball of like 100 of them.
I made the mistake of dropping a pike, and then as it flopped on the floor, it went all the way from the bow all the way to the back of the boat, flopping, and I couldn't get a hand on it. It was just flopping, flipping, flopping, just one of those little hammer handle darters that I could not get a grip on it. And when I finally got my hands on it, it was a good release.
I tell you, the best money I've ever spent, especially this time of year, with pike and musky crap and all that in the boat, is I got every boat I buy now, I put a Johnson pump pressure washer. It's built into it, and it is worth its weight in gold right now.
Yep, that's kind of a ritual for us. After we catch a musky, I hook up the hose and give whoever catches the fish has to rinse off the deck of any blood or anything crap. It's kind of a little tradition, I guess. And yeah, it's a lifesaver. It's, I was using
So
the
don't
hose
worry
to fill
about.
water balloons the other day, and that was pretty nice too.
Don't worry about a magic musky bait right now. Just bring lots of bug spray.
Picardin. The stuff I find works the best, this Picardin. It's like it's pretty toxic, I think. It's the type of stuff that you don't want to hit your GPS screen or anything plastic.
Makes a lot of sense when I'm dealing with you and talking to you. Some of the stuff comes out of your mouth.
What, Picardin? Oh, the chemicals.
The after effects of spraying it on you.
Well, I figure if I just drink it, then I don't have to apply it onto my skin. So, and it seems to work, I think.
You know what actually works, and it's you're not gonna believe it, and it's probably same thing, not very good to put on your skin, is WD-40.
Gosh, somebody else told me that too. You know, and I also heard
WD,
Vicks
you
Vapo
spray
Rub.
W. Maybe I've never tried Vicks Vapor Rub, but WD-40, it's like a win-win. It keeps the flies away, and it's like a tanning oil for
I have
you.
a phobia of Vicks VapoRub because back when I played hockey, they applied some to my nut cup, and then that was traumatizing. I'll just say that. So I don't do the Vicks VapoRub, but I'll try the WD-40. I already got some of that in my boat. It's
The WD,
great to put on your jigs.
it works. It keeps them at bay. I know, like the bug spray, you could literally spray it on your leg and you'd watch them like fly right on it, lick it off, and then bite you.
Oh gosh. And they need to make a bug spray sunscreen or sunscreen bug spray.
You would think there'd be something like that. You know, it's 2026. I mean, they got everything else out there.
Well, there was supposed to be flying cars by now too, so I guess there's that.
Yeah. But
Anyways,
no,
back on
to
track.
get back on the top, back on track here. No, the last few days here, even though the heat has been a major issue, it's been some of the best summer muskie fishing I've had. Like this morning, for instance, we got out at 5 a.m. and by 5:30, I had three fish in the boat already. We quit at 10 with we had five fish by 10 a.m. So I mean. Probably could have kept after them. They were biting like everyone you saw meant business. But it's just one of those deals too. Like the water temp was starting to creep up, and it's like we're right at that cusp with the water temp where if I can pull out, I will. And you know, like it's just, you know, I get it. Guys are up here on vacation. They want to fish. They, you know, you have to fish. But I mean, if you can play it smart. You know, and fish the mornings and the evenings and try and avoid fishing the hot water periods of the day or fish, you know, spend a little time and cruise around and look for the little cooler water sections of the lake to fish these fish. I would highly recommend it. I mean, that's pretty much why I've been fishing just early in the mornings here lately is just to, you know, minimize the risk. And I mean, something to take into consideration too, you know, right now, obviously. If you are an average, you know, an avid muskie guy and you've caught a lot of muskies, there's no reason to be netting 36 inchers. There's no reason to be bump boarding fish to you that you're not going to really care about. You know, if you do catch a smaller fish, you know, just water release it. Take a picture of it in the water. You know, that type of stuff right now because, we are kind of around that. Water temp where it is a little bit dangerous and overhandling fish and putting a little extra stress on them can be detrimental to them. So, and like I've always said, it's not only me, I make my living off these fish, but I mean, I want to see these fisheries remain healthy for years and years to come. And with technology and angling becoming, you know, so everybody's just getting better and better, we got to start, you know, practicing and preaching, you know, proper fish handling more than anything now because these fish are being recycled more and more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the most important thing is just to make any fish handling, make a fish catch, the whole process from when you hook it to when it's swimming away on its own as quick as possible. That's
Yeah.
you know, if you're whether you measure it or take pictures or whatever, I mean, anything you do, just get it done and get the fish back in the, you know, on its own. And that's the most important. You start taking too many pictures or messing around with hooks too much. I mean, just cut the hooks. Like I'm maybe a little I'm a little too excited with the hook cutters
No,
sometimes. Like
you can't be. I pretty much every muskie I'm cutting hooks, whether it's the hooks in the fish or the actual bait gets hung up on the, on the hoop of the net and the fish's head is out of the water. Just cut the hooks. Let the fish get in the water. You know what I mean? And
I know a
then,
lot of
worry
guys are
about
like
that afterwards.
reluctant to go with barbless, but I've been doing barbless just on my own lures, for the most part. Sometimes more than the ones I'm just using, but and it's crazy like how like as soon as the fish is in the net, the hooks come out. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I mean, something else to think. But I mean, yeah, the.
And a couple, a couple more little pointers before I forget, not to cut you off there, Joe, but like, if you are going to bump a fish, make sure that you're wetting your bump board down before you lay a fish on it right now with as hot as it is, because imagine it's basically like sticking your hand on a burning hot frying pan. It's going to just rip all your skin right off right now. Another thing to consider is if you are going to bump a fish and it's a smaller fish and you're not overly concerned, all the bump boards nowadays float. Lay the bump board over the side of the boat, set the fish on the bump board floating over the side of the boat, get a measurement, and that way if you're free to go. You know what I mean? Especially like those smaller ones, they're the most squirrely. The minute they touch that bump board, they're usually thrashing. So, try and take care of them right now. That's the least thing. I get it. People are up here and, they're paying money on vacation to fish. If you can, just try and be a little bit smarter about it right now, because it's a very crucial time of the summer.
Yeah. Yep. Busy time too. A lot of pressure out there lately. But it's been a fun like last week here. The fish were pulling up on the rocks for me. It was awesome. It was kind of strange for the beginning of the week. Like there was still some fish that seemed like they were in almost like a post-spawn type of thing. Then there was some on the rocks. But then by Friday, it all came together, and we had one of those days where, you're moving fish on every spot you fish all day long. That was awesome. Saw a lot of nice fish and was fishing just rocks. And, I love using my crankbaits. And so that was kind of my main thing. Didn't really see a whole lot of bucktail action, although I'm sure somebody was, but, we had a pretty good crankbait program going on. And so we stuck with that. Yeah, had a ton of action. It was a blast. So, I think that, this coming week here, or the week that we're in right now, I guess, is going to be, I think things are really going to go off here. Probably looks like we get a weather change on Wednesday. And so, looking forward to that, of course, because of the cooler temps, but just because we've been in kind of a long and stable weather pattern here, and any time that you get a change after a stretch like the one we've had, it usually makes for some pretty memorable outings, I would say.
Yeah, I can for sure. Especially, leading into that front and during it, would be the time. I mean, hopefully with the amount of heat we've had, the storm that's going to roll in isn't going to be a real doozy and force you off the lake. Unfortunately, a lot of times after we've had these extreme heat spells like this, it can really brew up a nasty storm. Hopefully that's not the case.
Yeah,
But yeah,
when
I
it
mean
used to get this hot out, we always used to have a crazy storm that would come through at the end of the day and everything would cool off. And then, it seems like that never happens anymore.
well, the world is a change and it's one extreme to the next. There's no normal anymore, Joe.
That's right.
No normal anymore. But no, on Eagle, I mean, same type of stuff kind of going on. I mean, there's fish doing everything. It boils down to how you want to fish and what you want to throw at them. There's fish in the weeds, there's fish on, rock fingers, there's fish on humps. They're doing it all. One thing I had been doing, dabbling in is, I know you were anti-bucktail there the few days, but I actually had a giant, I made a giant single, giant 13 single. And they seem to be digging it, man. I just think it's 'cause they haven't seen it, they haven't felt it. They've kind of been into that. And then when I'm on rocks, obviously, I got a little bit of everything going, bucktail, the old rubber of some sort, whether it's a tube or a curl tail type deal, and then dabble around in a little crankbait stuff. And there's been kind of fish responding to it all, I would say. What it boils down to right now, the way the fish are acting, it's you got to just kind of pick your own pattern and roll with it, because the fishing had been good enough that you can roll your own pattern kind of deal, I would say. One thing I noticed, like, it got windy yesterday afternoon, and today it was really windy. The fish yesterday were kind of set up on the wind, on the windward side of stuff and kind of where they should be. And then today I noticed, I started in the wind, and it was kind of unfortunate, as hot as it was. Everything kind of tucked around the corner a little bit. It was just windy enough yesterday all night and into this morning where the fish kind of were sick of it. They tucked or, just tucked around the corner out of it just a little bit. And that's kind of where I found them today. So that's something to kind of keep in mind when you do have these steady big winds. Not all the time they're sitting in the wind. I would say more times than not. I don't know if you would probably agree on Lake of the Woods. They tend to tuck around the corner than stay right out in it and get bashed around, it seems like.
Yeah. It's always seems like they're kind of will always be fish on both sides, and sometimes the ones on the backside are more active, and though sometimes the front side is where you get them. But I think it just depends on I don't know, depends on a bunch of things, I suppose. But yeah, I noticed the same thing, that and then you can kind of, once you figure out which one's working better, you can kind of just focus on that. But it
Right.
like today was forced to be kind of out of the wind where I was fishing. And then with that, being so calm all week, I had been fishing kind of big water, and I should have realized that I wasn't going to be able to be there for a few days, because I then kind of got started over once I had to get out of the wind. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, no, it was like shaping up nice. I think we still have a little bit of time here, maybe within the next few days. I think things should set up really nice for a sweet summer bite here on Lake of the Woods, at
Yeah.
least.
Yeah, one cool thing I was gonna tell everybody that listens and all that, how I've always been preaching that glide bait, that scandal predator. Well, it is now finally available and will be at Raleigh and Helens. They'll be having some. I think Fleet Farm will be carrying it. I don't know if Storm Brothers picked any up or not. So that scandal predator that was kind of like a little wrecking ball for me, still is. I still, this summer, it's kind of continued to be a bit of a hot topic in my boat. Will be available for everybody here. So that's some cool and exciting news on the Savage front. Yeah, other than that, I mean, last week here has been pretty good fishing. The fishing's been good. The temperature's been challenging is the way I would put it. And main thing is like what I've been typically doing, how I've been approaching a day is fish a couple rock spots, fish a couple weed spots, same thing as always, paying attention to that major. Even though lately here the major has been, in the afternoon, and it seems like by then it's gotten so hot that the fish, have kind of fizzled out by then, and I've been just fishing in the mornings. But if when things do kind of return to normal and settle down, I think those majors will be important, but I mean, I'm always paying attention to that. And, you know, the main thing I can say is don't fight a pattern. Let the fish, you know, tell you what to do. If you're seeing fish on bucktails, well, fish bucktails. If you're seeing fish on rubber, well, fish rubber. But, you know what, the main thing is fish a little bit of everything and, you know, kind of find what's working for you. And especially in that section of the lake you're in or that area of the lake, and kind of roll with it. Like I said, there's been fish in weeds. There's been fish on, you know, rock bars. There's been fish on the walleye humps. So it kind of just, depends what you want to fish, how you want to fish, and what you're comfortable doing right now. Yeah, that's pretty much my go-to tip, as I could say.
Yeah, sweet. That's I like it. I like it. That's good wrap up.
All right. Yeah, we're a little short here. I'm pretty burnt out. I got to get up at 4:30 tomorrow to get back heading out here. So I'm gonna actually send it off, Joe, and we'll be hopefully we'll be in touch. You know what's today? Today is what, Joe? Monday, July
13th.
13th?
13th, all day and half the night.
We need to, well, it's creeping up on 14th here, but we need to get in touch this at the end of this week here is what we need to do and get caught up and get everybody up to speed here. It's,
you got
it's
it.
Just as much my fault as yours, Joe. So
it's the fish's fault, Danny. It's neither of our faults. It's the fish's faults.
It is. It is. All right, Joe. Well, you be good. I'm going to tuck ass for the night here and start bright and early in the morning.
Get some rest, my friend.
You too. Take care, Joe.
We'll talk to you later.